Part 2. Fundamental Task Techniques. Chapter 3. Step 1. Define the operational environment. What is it? During Step 1 of the IPB process, the intelligence staff identifies for further analysis the significant characteristics of or activities within the OE that may influence friendly and threat COAs and command decisions, as well as the physical space the mission will occupy. Within an OE, Army forces may face large-scale ground combat operations, which simultaneously encompass multiple domains, military engagements, and populations. So what? The so what of Step 1 is to clearly define for commanders the relevant characteristics of their AOIs. Outcome of success. Success results in time and effort saved by focusing only on those characteristics that influence friendly COAs and command decisions. Consequences of failure. Failure to focus on only the significant characteristics leads to wasted time and effort collecting and evaluating intelligence on OE characteristics that do not influence the operation. Staff failure to identify all significant characteristics in all domains relevant to the OE may lead to the command's surprise and unpreparedness when some overlooked feature of the OE affects the operation for which the commander did not plan. How to do it? The process. Defining the OE consists of the following substeps and outputs. Identify the limits of the commander's area of operations. Area of operations is an operational area defined by a commander for land and maritime forces that should be large enough to accomplish their missions and protect their forces. JP3O. The AO comprises an external boundary that delineates adjacent units' AOs and includes subordinate unit AOs. Subordinate unit AOs may be contiguous or non-contiguous. Within an AO, commanders conduct decisive, shaping, and sustaining operations to articulate an operation in terms of purpose. Commanders designate main and supporting efforts to establish the shifting and prioritization of resources. The AO may be impacted due to political boundaries and/or other civil considerations. Once assigned, an AO can be subdivided by that command as necessary to support mission requirements. See FM3O for more information on AOs and decisive, shaping, and operational operations. Identify the limits of the commander's area of interest. An area of interest is that area of concern to the commander, including the area of influence, areas adjacent thereto, and extending into enemy territory, JP3O. The AOI also includes areas occupied by threat forces who could jeopardize mission accomplishment. An area of influence is a geographical area wherein a commander is directly capable of influencing operations by maneuver or fire support systems normally under the commander's command or control, JP3O. The area of influence includes terrain inside and outside the AO, and is determined by both the G2/S2 and G3/S3. The AOI is established by the commander with input from the G2/S2 or G3/S3. The operational and mission variables must be considered. An area normally larger than or outside the area of influence that directly impacts the AO, therefore possibly requiring more intelligence assets to monitor. It may include staging areas. An area that may be irregular in shape or non-contiguous and can overlap the areas of adjacent and subordinate unit AOs. An area that assists in determining NAIs during Step 4 of the IPB process. An AOI is the geographical area from which information is required to facilitate planning and the successful conduct of the command's operation. The area changes as the situation changes and as commanders determine new information requirements. It includes any threat forces or characteristics that significantly influence accomplishing the command's mission. In combat operations, the AOI extends into threat territory to the objectives of current or planned friendly operations, if those objectives are located outside the assigned AO. In stability or defense support of civil authorities tasks, the AOI is typically much larger than that defined for combat operations. In establishing the limits of an AOI, time is one of the primary considerations. Time limits should be based not only on the threat's mobility, but also on the amount of time needed to accomplish the friendly mission. For example, if the command estimates that it will take 2 days to accomplish the friendly mission, the AOI must encompass all threat forces and activities that could influence accomplishing the command's mission within the 2 days. Additional considerations when establishing AOI limits include, but are not limited to, dividing the AOI into several components, for example, ground AOI, air AOI, subterranean AOI, and cyberspace AOI. Such a division accommodates the types of information relevant to each AOI, as well as each AOI's different geographical limits. At some point, it may be necessary to integrate the various AOIs into a whole in order to present a holistic picture to the commander. One method of illustrating and articulating the AOI is the use of overlays to depict the relevant aspects of the AOI. For example, a threat force outside the AO may have capabilities that reside in or are employed in each of the domains. An overlay depicting this threat's capabilities, one relevant aspect of the AOI, can be layered with other relevant aspects to show a holistic view. Threats to mission accomplishment that may also cross into neutral terrain countries. For example, if political decisions in a neutral terrain country may influence the accomplishment of a unit's mission, include that country within the limits of the AOI. Likewise, if a segment of the population in a neutral terrain country provides a support base to forces that oppose the command's mission, include that country within the AOI. Technological advances. Due to technological advances in communications, such as social media and global media organizations, commanders are likely to witness increased visibility of friendly operations. This may lead to an increase in neutral and threat actions caused by friendly operations. Considering this, it is important to analyze how civil considerations and the dissemination of information may affect operations. Identify significant characteristics of the area of operations and area of interest for further analysis. In order to focus IPB and what is important to the commander, the staff identifies and defines the characteristics of the enemy, terrain and weather, and civil considerations of the OE to determine the significance of each in relation to the mission, essentially building an environmental model as the framework for conducting and then presenting analysis to the commander. This prevents unnecessary analysis and allows the staff to dedicate and maximize resources in critical areas. The initial analysis that occurs in this substep determines the amount of time and resources the intelligence staff commits to the detailed analysis that occurs in step 2 of the IPB process. When identifying significant characteristics of the OE, the staff may be faced with analyzing aspects that transcend the AO. For example, analyzing a threat located outside the AO and potentially outside the geographic combatant commander's area of responsibility, who will likely use cyberspace capabilities to affect friendly operations in the AO across multiple domains. Accounting for these actors and their capabilities, and determining their relationships and interdependencies with systems and other actors in the OE, significantly increase the effectiveness of analysis in subsequent IPB steps, and provide commanders with multiple options during the MDMP. Additionally, the intelligence staff and other staff sections must consider threat forces and other aspects of the environment that may affect accomplishing the friendly mission. These include, but are not limited to, the area's geography, terrain, and weather, population demographics, ethnic groups, religious groups, age distribution, income groups, political or socioeconomic factors, including the role of clans, tribes, religious organizations, criminal organizations, corruption, rule of law, gender, age, cultural groups, and ethnicity. Infrastructures such as transportation or telecommunications. Rules of engagement or legal restrictions such as international treaties, status of forces agreements, international sanctions or United Nations charters. Threat force capabilities, including military, other foreign security forces, as well as paramilitary forces, criminal and terrorist organizations, transnational and local, and anti-government groups. The intelligence staff should inspect each characteristic briefly to identify those of significance to the command and its mission. Further evaluate the effects of each characteristic in later steps of the IPB process. Analyze each characteristic that may impact decisive, shaping, and sustaining operations. Evaluate each threat's specific capabilities and determine probable COAs during later steps of the IPB process. Enemy. Analysis of the enemy includes not only the known enemy, but also other threats to mission success, such as multiple threats posing with a wide array of political, economic, religious, and personal motivations. Additionally, threats may wear uniforms and be easily identifiable, blend into the population, and use either traditional threat capabilities, such as rifles or mortars, or non-traditional capabilities, such as computer networks and social media. To understand threat capabilities and vulnerabilities, commanders and staffs require detailed, timely, and accurate intelligence produced because of IPB. Terrain and weather. It is important to identify the types of environments in which a unit will conduct operations. Terrain and weather are natural conditions of the environment that profoundly influence operations and the type of information collected. Terrain and weather favor neither the friendly nor the threat force, unless one is more familiar with or better prepared to operate in the physical environment. Terrain. Terrain includes natural features, such as rivers, caves, valleys, and mountains, and man-made features, such as cities, subway tunnels, bunkers, airfields, and bridges. Terrain directly affects how commanders select objectives and locate, move, and control forces. Terrain also influences protective measures and the effectiveness of weapons and other systems. The effective use of terrain reduces the effects of threat fires, increases the effects of friendly fires, and facilitates surprise. Terrain appreciation, the ability to predict its impact on operations, is an important skill for every leader. For tactical operations, commanders and staffs analyze terrain using the five military aspects of terrain. Observation and fields of fire, avenues of approach, key terrain, obstacles and cover and concealment, OACOC, as performed during step two of the IPB process. Weather. Climate refers to the average weather conditions of a location, area, or region for a specific time of the year as recorded for a period of years. Operational climatology is used to assess effects on weapon systems, collection systems, ground forces, tactics and procedures, threat TTP, and other capabilities based on specific weather sensitivity thresholds when operational planning occurs more than 10 days before the execution. Climatological data is important at both the operational and tactical levels. Actual weather forecasts and/or predictions, using weather models and other tools, are used to assess weather effects on weapon systems, collection systems, ground forces, TTP, and other capabilities when operations occur within 10 days of operational planning. See Chapter 4 for more information on weather effects. Civil considerations. Civil considerations are the influence of man-made infrastructure, civilian institutions, and attitudes and activities of civilian leaders, populations, and organizations within an area of operations on the conduct of military operations. ADP 6.0. Commanders and staffs analyze civil considerations in terms of these characteristics, areas, structures, capabilities, organizations, people, and events, a scope. See Chapter 4. Civil considerations assist commanders in refining their understanding of the operational and mission variables within the AO and effects on the mission. Understanding the relationship between military operations and populations is critical in conducting operations and essential in developing effective plans. Operations often involve stabilizing the situation, securing the peace, building partner capacity, and transitioning authority to civilian control. Combat operations directly affect the populace, infrastructure, and the force's ability to transition to host nation authority. The degree to which the populace is expected to support or resist U.S. and friendly forces also affects the offensive and defensive operational design. Commanders and staffs use personal knowledge and running estimates to assess social, economic, and political factors. Commanders consider how these factors may relate to potential lawlessness, subversion, or insurgency. Their goal is to develop an understanding to the level of cultural awareness. At this level, commanders can estimate the effects of friendly actions and direct subordinates with confidence. Cultural awareness improves how soldiers interact with the populace and deters false or unrealistic expectations by both sides. Soldiers have more knowledge of the society's common practices, perceptions, assumptions, customs, and values, giving better insight into the intent of individuals and groups. This allows staffs to better understand how friendly actions may affect the OE and assist in planning for possible branches and sequels. To improve commanders' socio-cultural understanding, intelligence staffs can use socio-cultural databases and repositories when available to aid the intelligence analysis conducted as part of assessing civil considerations. Additionally, commanders and staff should continually seek to improve cultural understanding to improve their roles in IPB. Significant characteristics briefing example. During step one, the intelligence staff briefs the commander on the AO's significant characteristics. This brief should be concise and provide all significant characteristics pertaining to step one only. It should not include specifics, such as the MACU and threat template statements, which pertain to steps two and three, respectively. Evaluate current operations and intelligence holdings to determine additional information needed to complete IPB. Not all information needed to complete IPB will be in the command's or higher headquarters data files and databases. Information gaps should be identified early and prioritized based on the commander's initial guidance and intent for intelligence and information collection. The staff should ensure the commander is aware of any information gaps that cannot be answered within the time allotted for IPB. Develop reasonable assumptions to use in place of these answers, and explain to the commander how it arrived at these assumptions. Initiate processes to acquire the information needed to complete IPB. After determining that the information necessary to complete IPB is not contained within local and searchable external data files and databases, staff sections submit requests for information or requests for collection to obtain the information necessary to complete IPB. As information is received, IPB products are updated and intelligence gaps eliminated. New intelligence gaps and information requirements may be developed as IPB continues. See FM3-55 for more information on information collection. See ATP 2-01 for more information on collection management.